This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
I dance all the time. Don't worry about it. I'm too sweet. You're too sweet.
She was just dancing all over the place for you.
I missed it.
You know, you have a phone too.
Oh.
There's everybody has a phone. Whenever we see anybody doing something funny in here, we should like take a video of it and then give it to our producer, Maddie, and he'll put it up and, you know, like that.
Yeah.
Listen to this.
We need a breaking.
We need
a breaking news thing. I don't think we have one on there.
All right. I'll get you one.
Thanks.
707 says, I once went out with a guy who, unbeknownst to me, had a pretty accomplished, nice girlfriend. Her only problem for him was that she was not into his foot fetish. Unfortunately for him, neither was I.
Oh.
From his comments, there are far fewer women into men doing stuff to their feet than men that are into doing stuff to their feet. Does that make sense?
No.
That makes
women
sense.
Women aren't into it, is her point.
Yeah, I can
Chicks
see that.
Don't dig it.
Yeah. Just do it. Just deal with it.
From
of all the things, it does seem like if someone you really liked was really into that, that would be so benign. I'd be like, all right, can you wipe them off afterward? Like,
oh, you mean after the, am I wiping off?
Their mouth. Are they sucking your toes?
Oh, okay. Well, I don't know. Lotion.
Other stuff.
I don't know.
They're putting lotion on my toes?
I don't know what people do to feet. I'm not a feet guy.
Yeah, I'm not either. I'm happy to not be one.
If Christina said, here's what I want, do it to my feet. Her feet are cute. They don't smell. I'm in. Let's go. And if she'd had...
What about that one girl you used to date with the really stinky feet?
If...
Would you have done it with her?
Absolutely. Just wash your feet. Yeah. Whatever you want.
But you have to know that like something's generating that smell. So like, are you going to now have that in your mouth?
I think it's
you have like a fungal
leather
infection
with,
in your mouth.
With bare feet generates a pretty rank smell.
Yeah.
I'm not into that.
Probably like a fungus thing growing on the toes.
No smell. Like if they stink, get away.
Some people are into the stink of feet.
That's not
me. Love that fungal.
Anyway, I'm not
that gross.
Really? Okay.
Someone else says, Vin, happy wife, happy life. Yeah, I pick my battles, man. I'm not going to,
if she wants her toe sucked, you're going to do it.
No, I'm as in she can decide what furniture goes best
and
in our home.
And what color would work.
And I'm not going to fight with her about that.
If we're going gray, we're going gray.
Whatever.
Mm-hmm.
I am fine with it.
Yeah.
Trash me.
Yeah. First, I'm going to give you some Winterland tickets. Alice in Winterland, this is our big deal. Not giving them to you.
That's great. I'll put them in my back pocket. Deepak needs a pair.
You got to get a list started for us. I three people this morning have asked me for tickets.
This is the least favorite part of my job coming back is tickets.
And boo-hoo. Boo-hoo. Oh,
hey, Maddie, I haven't talked to you in 10 years. Do you got tickets for Winterland?
I would say so far what we see, your least favorite listening to segments we air. We've got two F-bombs. Two.
Move on. Let's give away tickets.
Alice in Winterland is a big deal here at the station. We're all very excited about it. It's happening December 13th at the Paramount Theater in Oakland, and it stars One Republic, Andy Grammer, and Haven Madison. Presale is happening on Thursday. RadioAlice.com, all the info on that. If you want to, look, you're listening right now, you find out about a presale thing, Thursday, RadioAlice.com. You can win a pair right now, though. Win them before you can buy them. This hour's... What? I'm putting that down on the Maddie screwed up again. You can wish Barrett right now with the code word COUNTING. 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 I will be counting stars. COUNTING is the word. Take the word COUNTING and text it to our contest line, which is 20357 for your chance to win tickets for the show before they go on sale. This hour's code word again is COUNTING. Alice in Wonderland. One Republic, Andy Grammer, Haven Madison, December 13th, Paramount Theater in Oakland, sponsored by Macy's. Hey, Macy's, how you doing? Glad to have you aboard.
What does RME stand for? This says it's hard to fake being turned on by foot fetishes. Tried RME.
Read my eyes.
I looked it up and I didn't get anything that would have...
Maybe that's their initials.
Filled in. Tried. Anyway.
Tried really mean energy. I don't know.
Anyway. Sorry. Okay. Trash me.
ADHD. I know what that stands for.
Yeah.
ADHD.
I got
actually,
it.
Do I know what it is?
Yeah, I got it too. What does that mean?
Attention deficit.
Attention deficit hyperactivity disorder.
Yeah.
Paris Hilton says that's her superpower. And I do believe that there are a lot of people with ADHD who are like, because they are so into the thing that they're into, that it does actually sort of become their superpower. Like, of course you were going to always, you were always doing that. You know, if your thing is like, I have ADHD and I'm going to, you know, I like to mow lawns with my teeth, that's not going to work out for you. But if it's, I want to design roller coasters, like maybe that does work out for you. Like you become that person who is completely hyper-focused on that. So Paris Hilton, I don't, sorry about the mowing lawn thing. She says that is not a disability. It is a superpower. That's how she sees it. She says ADHD gives me creativity, resilience, and the ability to think outside the box. Qualities I consider my greatest strengths. ADHD isn't about being lazy or unmotivated. I never think of people who have ADHD as being lazy or unmotivated. If anything, I'm like, okay, calm down.
Yeah, because sometimes when you have ADHD, sometimes you just don't want to, you can't do anything because you have so many things going through your head that you want to do.
So you're like frozen.
Yeah, so like I get that way, and then you reach a critical point, and then you get in and you do everything, and then you're like, why was I so freaking out about doing something that was
somebody
nothing.
Must have said that to her, because she's all, it's not about being lazy or unmotivated. In fact, we can be incredibly driven and productive when something interests us.
Yeah, if it's
you're
not
just,
interesting
you're
to
just
us
boring.
Forget about
I
it.
I know, oh my god, it's so true. It's like torturing someone with ADHD when you're like, I'm sorry, but you got to do your math homework, and it's like, okay, you're crushing me under a huge slab of concrete, like you're ruining my life.
Most people of my generation, myself included, just had to work around it.
Yep.
You just dealt with it.
I didn't get treated until I was well into my adult years.
Oh, so you have gotten treatment.
Yeah, I take medicine for
it. Oh, okay.
Not Adderall or anything, but it's but I do. And it's made a huge difference in my life. Huge.
Mm. Oh, well, rolling my eyes.
Oh, rolling my
rolling eyes. Rolling my eyes. How could we not have known that?
Shaking my head, rolling my eyes. Don't roll your eyes at me.
It's hard to fake being turned on by foot fetishes. I tried. Rolling my eyes.
Back to Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
ADHD.
People, how's that going?
People don't often realize how much effort it takes to manage the constant mental noise and energy that comes with ADHD. It's exhausting at times, mm-hmm. but it doesn't mean we're any less capable. Paris has a song called ADHD on her new album.
I have it.
And that's right. She has a new album.
I like this song.
October is ADHD Awareness Month.
Oh.
In case you didn't know. Yeah, let's hear this. So this is a new song from Paris Hilton.
All right, I'm
ADHD.
Kicking it off at the hook.
You know, I want to say something real quick.
Go ahead.
I actually do enjoy Paris.
Mm-hmm,
I think
me
she
too.
Comes off fairly cool,
mm-hmm.
but
I loved that cooking show.
There are times when the out of touch thing about being an heiress from birth
mm-hmm.
really doesn't. You don't connect with 99% of us,
right?
Because of that.
Yep. Like she was wearing the $10,000 jacket with the fringe, the foot-long fringe, as she was making the table cake.
Well, that's kind of funny.
It is funny, but it's like that level of disregard for an item of clothing that cost $10,000 was just like, okay, so.
But even this song is like.
Terrible.
Most people would say, we can't put that out. That'll ruin us.
Honestly, this just needs a dance mix. I thought she was like a club DJ.
She is.
So why would she do such a cruddy song?
I've seen her DJ. She's real good.
When did you see her DJ?
I was working at another company, and she did a party for us.
Oh!
Yeah.
Wow. Oh. Wow. Mm.
Executive days.
Wow.
Oh, you're executive.
Yeah.
Have you burned all your suits and ties?
Did you have a
It was
of
a radio company,
ties?
So yeah, no suit and ties. Ah. But yeah, jackets and jeans, you know the PD.
Oh, speaking of executives, Jane, back in the building, everybody.
Already?
Already
wow,
here.
She right
is,
back after.
I said to her, don't you get a day after the. And Michael was there too, and he goes, no, we don't get it. But, man.
You think you are Sarah?
My bid to climb the management ladder is off.
Forget that.
I am not doing that. That does not look fun at all.
It does not look fun. It looks like the hardest job ever.
Oh, I was going to become the new GM here, but I've decided no.
I say don't apply for it, Ben.
No
like, let's just
way.
Stick with the, like, you know, being doofuses in this room.
I'm going to just vote for someone else in the building to get that gig.
That'd be great.
I do not want that anymore.
You got to deal with all the belly aching from talent.
Oh, my God. Those people, all they do is complain. These
people. People,
you know,
morning show people. Jesus, we get it. You have to work 4 hours. 22 years ago today, in 2002, actress. Listen to this. This is funny. I think I might blow your mind, but maybe you already knew this. Actress Jennifer Love Hewitt released her fourth album called Bare Naked, which included her remake of Me and Bobby McGee. This was, I pulled this out. You know, every day I see the birthdays. I see like on this day in history. Mm-hmm. I read this thing. I'm going to read it to you one more time. Jennifer Love Hewitt, by the way, is she's like the Party of Five girl.
Mm-hmm.
Is she I Know What You Did Last Summer?
Yeah.
Like she's just one of those.
Real nice rig.
She's beautiful.
Yeah.
She's a beautiful girl. Here's the line. 22 years ago today. In 2002, actress Jennifer Love Hewitt released her fourth album, Bare Naked, which included her remake of Me and Bobby McGee. Now, Me and Bobby McGee, this is you do not take a cover of this lightly. All right, turn this up. Let's have a listen. Higher. My jeans. Bobby flagged the diesel down just before it rained. And wrote a song on the way to New Orleans.
I hate this.
It's terrible. Okay. Now I pull my harpoon. I'm going to need you to get to the. Just jump ahead if you can. And I was playing soft while I knew I was going to hate this. Nothing left to lose. Is there ever a part where there's some guitars or anything?
Feeling good was easy. So what you got?
It's like a guy with some bongos in the. What about the end? Is it totally rocking out by the end? Oh, Jesus.
Oh.
Oh, nice roll on the bongos there, though. Okay.
That was terrible.
That's the worst thing I've ever heard in my life.
Paris Hilton.
Can you please? It was better.
She blew her away. To number one.
Number one! I know that Mr. M would be very mad if we played the real version of that, but that is what I would. That would be a palate cleanser. God, that was terrible.
Listen to it on the way home.
I'm going to listen to it on the way home.
He just bought himself out of jail with that one.
That was for you, was Mr. Martin.
Yeah. That was for all of us, really.
He just erased the F word with that.
I'm going to take him down one.
Oh, my God, the kid just did the best thing he's done all day.
Number of times Maddie is effed up.
One.
Okay.
See, this number can go up and down.
I like it.
I'm going to keep tabs on this. What's coming up in the news, Vin?
I never did the Mile High Club, also cats and dogs, and more after the...
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. Midi clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. Midi offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
You sit in traffic now, but later there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice.
You have a very nice day at work.
Alice at 97.3.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show, our Facebook page. Oh my God, we have a Facebook page, Sarah and Vinny Facebook page. And yesterday we put up a picture of the three of us here in the studio. Super fun.
What a hit.
Put up a reel of you you jamming out to Jimmy Eat World.
Oh, you filmed it?
Yeah.
Good, yeah, I was rocking out.
All right.
Yeah, let's get some footage up there.
It's going to be a little reel so everybody can see what you do on the breaks.
You know what, though? Can I look at it first? Because I don't have a bra on, and I was shaking.
You never do have a bra.
Yeah, but I would, like, you know, turn away if I knew...
Oh, you're showing your backside.
I didn't notice, but you can.
I should look. I should look first. Yeah, after yesterday's debacle with my, you know, rotten teeth showing up with the grimace on my face.
What is this thing that you keep saying about your rotten teeth?
Your teeth are, I don't understand either.
I had that surgery and it didn't work. I have like huge, like receded gums. It's terrible.
But nobody can see that.
No,
like, way.
You can in that picture.
I think you just
zoom right in on that. That is terrible. It looks absolutely horrible. People do. I zoom in on pictures all the time. I'm always looking like, what are you looking at?
Well,
there?
So you're asking for people to do it to you.
You're right. What am I doing?
Karmically speaking.
Take that picture down. Or that picture. Okay. Hi, you guys. We have a Facebook page. Everything we talk about on the show and some other fun stuff as well is up there on the Sarah and Vinny Facebook page, a perfect resource for choosing your next movie or show. Make sure you stay updated by checking out our Facebook page.
What's up, everyone? This House Report is brought to you by the Sarah and Vinny Full Show Podcast. Our whole show, whenever you want to listen to it, check it out on the free Odyssey app today. You know what is really interesting about the way people consume media now is that often I will get little messages from people either on Facebook or on Instagram, and it'll be a week behind. But that's when they heard it, and they'll be like, you should try, or you should look at, or, hey, I heard that thing you said, and I thought that was so funny, whatever. But it's just
like, people, I don't even remember saying that. It was 2 weeks ago.
You can have this show on demand.
Yep. When you got time, just pop us on.
Mm-hmm.
We love keeping you company. Like having your friends in your pocket.
What?
Yes, like that.
That sounded kind of weird and creepy, though.
Did it, though?
friends in your
it's like, who doesn't want their friends in their pockets? Come on.
What are you going down there?
Going right there with all your stuff.
Hey, watch out. Small but mighty.
Smugglers.
Yeah.
They're the worst. Wait, what just happened?
I don't know.
What did he say?
They're smugglers.
Small but mighty? Is that what you said?
I decided to let it keep
rolling around.
What does that even mean?
I don't know. I think it's a wiener reference.
Oh, you're I mean, I'm just small guessing. But mighty?
Yeah, because we're down in the pocket and like checking out all this stuff. Like, oh, what's that little thing? Oh. Oops.
There's a Tic Tac in your pocket.
You know, just put me in your back pocket, would you? I don't need to know. Hi. Yes.
Okay.
Smugglers.
Smugglers.
Smugglers are the worst.
End of story.
Yeah, no. I got a couple smuggling stories for you, actually.
All right. Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like you grouped them together.
Well.
You wait to do your smuggling stories till you have a few.
Yeah, I got a couple.
Because people put things places where they, that's what this is, isn't it?
This is a flesh pocket. Actually, this isn't.
Okay, sure.
Next one is, though.
Okay.
If you've ever flown, you're really ruining my flow here. If you've ever flown to see family for Christmas holiday season, you may have brought these wrapped gifts. Like, hey, it's Christmas. I have stuff. I'm bringing it. You figure, well, it's Christmas. No one's going to mess up my wrap job in order to check my package.
They have scanners. They can just scan it.
The TSA doesn't ban your wrapped gifts because of their X-ray screening. They can do that.
Yeah. So if you're gifting a bunch of cocaine in little packets, they may still be able to tell that that's what you're smuggling.
If they can't figure out exactly what's inside, that's when they have to open these things up.
Mm.
This woman didn't know that. A 23-year-old woman from Jersey. Named Siestra Burgess.
Oh, boy.
Was arrested last Friday when she was caught trying to smuggle 25 pounds of marijuana and Christmas wrapping paper on Spirit Airlines to the U.S. Virgin Islands. Wrap boxes are always going to attract scrutiny, especially when they're wrapped in Christmas paper and it's September.
Mm.
The woman claimed she didn't know what was in the packages. I didn't know that. That's not mine. I'm just bringing it to a friend from a friend.
That's a good excuse. Did it smell like weed?
The authorities are looking into her story that she was an unknowing mule.
She's a mule. But I would think that the U.S. Virgin Islands would have plenty of weed. You wouldn't have to import weed there. Like, isn't that one of those islands where you get off the plane and they're like, hey, party, you need any stuff? You know, like when you go to Jamaica and like by the time you get to the hotel, you are equipped for a party weekend.
Is that true?
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
John goes, Sarah, we're not buying it at the airport. I'm like, why not? This nice man is like, no, we'll get it at the hotel.
Okay. That seems.
I just don't know why she's got to transport all this weed. That's okay. But it, you know, still a fun story. So it's a gift from a friend to another friend.
Yeah. Well, I don't know that that's going to fly, but we'll see. You know, one of the things that you don't do it anymore. When I used to travel with my surfboards, you would pack them in a way that they could take the punishment of the baggage people just hucking
them.
They
don't care, right?
They do not care. So you could pack them really good. And then they started unpacking them. So here you've put in whatever effort you've put in to make this thing safe.
Rigid. And
then they just unpack them. and then just shove all your stuff back in there after they've decided you're not a drug trafficker. It was so terrible that you just, now no one even packs their they put a board in a bag and throw it in there and hope it makes it. Because you're like, they're going to unwrap everything. Mm-hmm. What's the point? This pair, these guys, you know what a Kinder Egg is?
No.
Two men were found with Kinder Eggs filled with ketamine in their back pockets as they tried to sneak into the Creamfields Festival.
Creamfields?
Creamfields.
Those sound like fun fields.
Marshall Maddock and Harry Houston.
Oh.
Hewitson, sorry.
Tried that sounds to sneak, like a TV show.
Tried to sneak the drugs into the Daresbury Music Festival on Friday.
In Creamfield.
Into Creamfields Festival. I don't know. As they were about to enter through the north gate, sniffer dogs raised alarms and said, there's something in these guys' back pockets. What and by back pockets, I mean, you know what I mean.
Oh, the back, the flesh pocket. Hmm.
Do you know what a Kinder Egg is?
I do not.
They're little. Well, oh,
is it a toy?
I think toys come in a Kinder Egg.
And then what? They put them in a condom and put them places?
Yeah. They have chocolate in them.
Uh-oh.
So they took those.
Oh, they do look like a, they don't, they look like a snack.
Filled with ketamine. You know what's weird about the people who decide to...
Keister stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, if that thing breaks, you know, when you sit or run from the cops, run for it! And then that breaks, that all that drug is going straight into you.
Yeah, it's super absorptive there. And also, if the Kinder Egg breaks and it's made of plastic, like shards of that could be problematic. Yeah, there's a lot, right? And I would think, I mean, I don't know how long you have to keister the thing for, and but maybe there's a long line at the back. Like, there's so many reasons to not do that, especially like at a festival. Now, you know, I mean, even the hand washing facility is going to be adequate after the fact. Like, what am I doing with
Maddock
my life?
Handed a small quantity of the drugs over to police, which he had in a regular pocket.
Oh,
and he refused to be searched further. Later, an intimate search was carried out.
Well, just, I mean...
Officers found Kinder Egg filled with 10 bags of ketamine in his back pocket.
Mm.
Hewiston also refused to be searched initially, but was also found to have a chocolate capsule filled with drugs hidden in...
the back pocket.
Yeah. Mm. That seems
so
like...
So they were going to deal it? Is that,
I don't know.
So this is just a way to make money?
It's like, very strange there, because though? I you would think that that is a highly irregular way to get things into places.
Yeah. I always think if you're going to walk something into a festival, get like some kind of a like a boot with a big heel and that you can...
Those boys look like your boys. They're just boys.
Yeah.
They don't look like anything, you know, particularly dangerous.
Maddock and Hewiston. That's, well... Yeah, right up the old...
That actually looks like wazoo. One of your boys.
Well, he looks more like one of my boys than the other guy does, yeah, that's for sure. Yeah, I don't know.
I could see that.
My kid has a much friendlier looking face than that.
Oh, all right. Yeah. I mean, he's probably a lot
these two
more
are
handsome.
These are criminals. My kid does not look like criminals. Vinny.
I kind of look like Riley, though.
A little bit. Kind of looks like Riley.
I can see it. But no. That boy is in New York
building
the
a
next
game empire.
$1 billion.
Yes! Oh my God, please get $1 million. $1 billion, I mean. $1 million, not cool. You know what's cool? $1 billion.
The earliest known... Oh, how about a fast fact?
I'll have a fast fact! Fast fact!
The earliest known reference to the Mile High Club is from a betting book in 1785, just 2 years after the first successful balloon ascent.
Oh.
The Mile High Club.
They were doing that in the olden days. They were so bored in the olden days. There's just nothing to do. That's when all the card games got invented and,
yeah,
you know, drawing was big.
Books.
Get needlepoint. All these things. They, you know, stitching shirts. I don't know. Darning socks. Darning
what did you just say?
You know, everybody knew how to do all this hand stuff because that's all they could do. And at night, they just, it would get dark and they'd be like, well, time for bed. Blow off the candle. See at dawn. You know, there was nothing. There was nothing to do.
History by Sarah.
Oh, you blew out the candle.
I can't see it.
Night's over. Put your feet away.
Is everybody in bed? All right. It's over.
Wait a minute. That day's I have over. To go pee.
I just used the chamber pot.
It's so easy to put the kids to bed.
You think we have indoor plumbing? Oh, God, but we're going to be in the Mile High Club soon. I saw this new thing. It's called the balloon.
The text number is 800-400.
That's the number.
What's gotten into you?
Oh, you. I think it's Maddie. Do you think Maddie has gotten into us that we feel like
Well, I think we feel, this is the first hopeful feeling we've had in a while. I mean, it was, things were really dark.
Mucking it up anyway.
There was some darkness, yeah.
Mucking, Sarah, Vinny, yeah, please.
Yeah, mucking. I said muck.
Please.
Muck with an M.
Oh, my gosh.
All right, let's just play the game. Never mind.
Oh, no, tell me the things. The
why is
say.
Perry Farrell singing Bobby McGee right now?
My God, can you believe that? La, 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 la. You know, if you missed it. That's his version.
Good job,
that's
Perry.
His take on it.
That's unbelievable. Mm. And I know that he's. I mean, I'd even known that they were saying he's having some voice problems, but hearing it, you go, how do you even walk out on the stage if that's all you can eke out?
Right.
Which is why I'm sure he had a meltdown and said, this got to end because I can't.
But I'm going to blame it on everybody else.
Yeah.
Don't play that blame game.
Well.
I'm trying to, you know, we didn't know the whole story. We can't be blaming anybody.
Sarah.
Yara.
Jennifer Love Hewitt is one of those rare American actors that are super famous singers in other countries. Oh.
Is that so?
She's a Hasselhoff.
She she's an international Hasselhoff.
I don't want to admit this,
okay.
But I'm going to
Please
anyway.
Please do. Oh, my God.
As soon as her name came up, this is one of those like.
You love her.
I do love her, yep. but not really. There's nothing I've seen. I think she's pretty and yeah. She's definitely.
And she's very sweet with you
yes.
When you got in a car with her
yep.
Years ago.
And her mom,
yep.
By the way.
And but, it was a limo and it wasn't like, you know.
Right.
Nothing untoward happened.
But I, you know, of course, I immediately go, oh, I haven't thought of her in a while. So I type in Jennifer Love Hewitt naked, and it is all fakes.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Everything's all fakes now.
Anybody you put in,
anybody.
If you want to see naked, there's a fake of it out there.
Well, but this was all, like, there's no real ones. It's just all fakes.
Has she ever done any nudity?
None of that
Remember
was real.
Remember, you used to have to go to Celebrity Skin. It would be like screenshots of like nude scenes and movies and stuff like that. Now, no, you can take anybody's name and type in nudes next to it, and it'll give them to you.
She is a lovely person, though. I met her, too. I was in line at a bathroom at a party, and we chatted. It was for the Grammy party.
And you just chatted to Jennifer
Love
Hewitt.
Yeah, and then, you know, I'm just chatting her up. And
what number are you going to go? I got a 2. What are you?
I don't know.
Well, I'm going number 3.
I know what's funny? I know what we were chatting about.
Oh. What?
Matthew Perry had walked into this party and people started yelling Chandler and I screamed, "Leave him alone!" And she thought that was funny. And that's what we were chatting about.
Oh.
Does Matthew Perry then go, "That guy, I got to go talk to that guy."
Don't get me wrong. I just
Or he was
my
like, "Does that guy
now.
Have ketamine?" Too soon.
Yikes.
All right. Let's play a game.
Oh,
I know. Just why did I say that? God, I'm a terrible person.
Okay, this is a game about electric cars.
Oh, yeah. It's called the EVQ.
Oh!
Get it? The electric vehicle quiz. So, Vinny, you're going to go first.
You want some music? Or?
Yeah, sure. Okay.
Oh, do we have a game show?
We do. It's on the bottom row. It's the green one on the bottom row. There we go. Are you going to be able to use the other fader for the ding ding and the buzzer?
Oh, probably not.
Oh, well, that's too bad.
We'll just start with the music and then we'll fade into the game.
Okay. So, Vinny, you're going to go first. This is a multiple choice, so you guys can make a steal. Here we go. Who is considered the inventor of the first electric car?
Elon Musk.
I'll say Henry Ford.
You're both wrong. And it is multiple choice, so you could wait for me to
Well, would you
tell
not
you that,
take so long? I felt like I needed to get in there. All right, give me my choices.
And it's too late. You both lose.
Oh, all right. Next question.
Next question. Oh, the correct answer, by the way, is Robert Anderson.
Oh, I don't know that guy.
That guy.
Okay, you get to start on this one.
Okay.
And again, I'm going to say it again. This is multiple choice. So if you give it a sec, I'm going to give you some options.
I got it.
All right.
Don't let it breathe for so long, though. Jesus, Sarah.
I literally didn't let it breathe, Vinny. You immediately said Elon Musk.
You kind of let it breathe.
This guy.
I assure you, we should listen. Okay.
Okay.
What is the best selling electric vehicle of all time as of 2023? The Nissan Leaf, the Tesla Model 3, the Chevy Bolt, or the BMW i3? Maddie goes first.
I mean, the obvious one is the Tesla. So I'm going to go with the Leaf.
No.
Based on the Bay Area roadways, it's the Model 3. But I actually was looking at the Bolt. And then it turns out that's not even in production anymore. So what is my answer? It's the Model 3.
It's the Model 3. Tesla Model 3. Oh, you can play them both. That was loud. Which country has the largest number of electric vehicles on the road? This one, Vinny, you're first. United States, Norway, China, or Germany? Which of those has the largest number of electric vehicles on the road?
I'm going to say China.
China is correct. Oh, sorry, you don't even get to put it in.
You get a ding, I guess.
When did Tesla Motors, now Tesla Inc., release its first production vehicle, the Tesla Roadster? You get to go first, Maddie. 03, 05, 08, or 010?
I think I was still on the radio, so I'm going to say 03.
No.
I remember I got to drive this with my friend Scott Budman.
Scott Budman.
And I'm going to say it's 10.
No, it's 8.
Dang it!
It was right when you got back here. What percentage of new cars sold globally in 2022 were electric vehicles? 5%, 10%, 15%, or 20%? What percentage of new cars sold globally 2 years ago were electric? 5, 10, 15, or 20. I think it's Vinny first.
No,
it's me.
Okay, I'm wrong again.
I'm going to say 15%.
No.
5.
10.
Ah!
Guys, stink at this.
Hey, I got 2 right. I'm winning.
You are by a lot, by 2.
Right.
Yeah. Which electric vehicle manufacturer, this is you first, Vin?
Yes.
Which electric vehicle manufacturer was the first to go public on the U.S. Stock Exchange? Rivian, Tesla, Neo, or Lucid?
I'm going Tesla.
Tesla is the correct answer. And with that, you've won by a score of he got 9 and you got 3. El Campeón del Pueblo. Is that right? Do I have that right?
Yes, El Campeón del Pueblo. All right. I am the people's champion,
you
Sarah.
Are. Thank you for listening today. Make sure you listen to Jane. Is back. Jane's already back. She was in Disneyland yesterday. Today she's back on the air. She's got more passes for Alice in Winterland, tickets to Disneyland, and we'll see you back here on Hump Day.
Thank you.
Okay, we have a real problem here.
Wake up! You're waking up with Sarah and Vinny.
Freaking amazing.
Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.